and every Tuesday at 12:15, and right now we're right about there. We send out a signal. So it's weird to have it scheduled that you send out a signal. Why would... Wouldn't you think eventually this guy is going to understand, just be here, we don't have to send the signal out?
Why are you killing the bit?
But I guess eventually you would think... You might also think eventually you would not have to remind him four times to do the company training or whatever.
Yeah, the signal is for our hero and our hero only.
Glad you mentioned that. Don't we have company training that's due and I've heard sometime soon?
I've heard it's a whopper, 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 whopper.
Time?
Yeah.
They haven't...
It's like over an hour.
They haven't put in a pitch clock? Because that'll...
Baseball season, brother.
Baseball is just top of mind right now.
Just cup seam heads, better than the rest.
Anyway, Gordon.
Is this DEI stuff?
Yes.
You Gordon.
Okay, what's changed in DEI since the month we took it last time?
Well, that bank went down. So now they're going to teach us how to do DEI and not lose your ass as a company, apparently.
Gordon. Gotcha.
Dude, fix the stream. What's wrong with the stream?
I emailed you about it.
I was going to text you this morning. What's wrong? What's wrong with you guys?
Is the app still down or something?
I don't know. It was this morning, and people are emailing us.
I know it.
And we were just finding that odd. If you thought, hey, you know what I'll do? I'll email Jake at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And that will be a way I could get my problem resolved.
I don't blame people for emailing us. We're the face of the company.
Well, you know, Jake is on the air from noon to three. Gordon.
Yeah, I know, which means we're not going to bother the musers because they're busy doing high level content right now. Jake's doing nothing. Let's email him.
I heard they were running tests this morning.
What?
Yeah, Rich Phillips was running a test actually, kind of like putting it.
Okay. That was one of the stupidest decisions ever. Whoever made that they. We're going to try out new equipment. Or what were they doing? They were just...
I don't know. Want to do a replay?
Yeah, it was a test pattern. Yeah, I mean, we can...
How long is that argument?
It's like
how
a
long
minute,
is that argument?
It's maybe. Like a minute 40 Ooh, because we had to merge two arguments together. They went away from it, and then later Rich tried to speak up on another topic, and the Honorable...
He spoke truth to power.
Junes was having none of it. Yeah, do you think Rich thought it was going to go well when he said, I've already been here 10 or 11 hours each day this week? That's just your
tension
ambling into the lion's den with comments like that. Do we want to play it now?
I have a 115 here.
Okay.
Is that what you think it is? I'm on Mini 2. We're experimenting with the cords in here, Gordon, if you know anything about the cords.
With the concept of having two cords.
I thought Gordon? It didn't matter which cord you're plugged into. It's the same fader.
Well...
Oh, okay. Apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, and Mini 2 has had a short in it for a while, but we're wondering if it's been fixed. And Ham doesn't help. So here is the legendary Musers versus Gordon, or excuse me, Lord. Versus Rich fight. This is one of the rare fights Gordon is not involved in.
No.
So.
Of house cleaning items. We understand that a lot of people listen to the show via the internet stream each morning. And we've had some issues with the stream this morning, so just bear with us. We understand that they've been running some experiments or tests this morning, which is kind of like throwing up a test pattern during NBC Nightly News over Brian Williams for a couple of minutes.
Well, then maybe the interim program director should have handled this at a better time of his choosing.
The timing doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, the interim program director, Craig, should have tried it at a better timing.
Richie made a mistake about this. It's because he knows he made a mistake.
No, it's because I'm trying to take care of business for the station, but the interim program director, Craig Miller, doesn't want to do
anything
about it.
You were testing something for the stream for a Saturday broadcast, right?
Right. Do you want me to do it
during morning drive?
Saturday morning? When do you want me to do it?
Yeah,
well,
you do it during
Wednesday night. Well, I'm not here Wednesday night. I am here about...
You need to
perhaps I'm about 10 or 11 hours here every day this week, but I didn't take care
morning
of it.
Morning drive is
time of your choosing.
Morning drive is an odd time to be...
The interim program director, Craig Miller, should take care of it then.
We're telling... We're telling our listeners to bear with us this morning. We're done, okay? It's over.
My.
I love how you can hear the stare that Junior gives him.
Yeah, we're telling... We're telling our listeners.
And then Gordon's back there. Oh, my. What's happening here?
You want the second part?
Okay.
This is like a segment or two later.
Well, you know, yeah, there were in the 50s. They had the individual. I don't know. Maybe it was the 60s and 70s thing that they packed it all into one and made it a nice piece of furniture because it was the centerpiece of your living room at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had both a TV and a stereo that were pieces
Scott
of furniture.
Scott and McKinney, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't remember that part of it.
I think Craig is a good passive-aggressive leader.
Man.
Passive-aggressive is the way I like to deal with things, too.
That was a funny play, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Go to a call right in the middle.
And, you know, very, I don't know, if maybe it's worth playing again. You can very lightly hear Rich go, okay.
No, he says, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just kind of off my.
All right, play it.
They packed it all into one and made it a nice piece of furniture because it was the centerpiece of your living room at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had both a TV and a stereo that were pieces
Scott
of furniture.
Scott and McKinney, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Really?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Really?
Well, it's funnier
okay, but
than a
hang
really.
Zone, hang zone, kangaroo court here. I mean, Junior's right. We were right.
You're absolutely right. Yes,
you're not going to test something for a Saturday broadcast in morning drive radio. There's a lot.
Or he
on
does.
That.
He did show up to do the 5:30 ticker. The test at 5:00.
Yeah, that's probably
get there
sensible.
15 minutes early.
Yeah, and you know what? If that
and
day,
leave a
half hour early. Exactly.
Yeah, I'll give you some extra time today. Rich.
He's already up there 10 or 11 hours, though.
Well, just rearrange those 10 or 11.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like an impossible
or,
logistical
I mean,
task, but
you know,
I'm not an engineer.
But monetarily, run it from noon to 3.
But
you know,
he's
right,
not, it's
you picked like the number one spot.
Yeah.
He's not the interim program director, though. Not his decision.
That was clearly some
and that's something
over.
That's very
Speaking
inside baseball
aggressive.
Too, because
yeah.
That's
an old bit.
Something that's a Junior bit replying to
Cat's out emails.
Yeah, his email all is that he'll be taking over as interim program director, and that's something no one knew about. But
and also something that no one except for apparently one person was bothered by.
Oh, because Rich
the
was
assistant program
kind of part of management. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I have some audio for Gordon here today. He may have already seen this. You've almost certainly seen something like this. And I would not say that I am as obsessed from an excited or a doomer standpoint about artificial intelligence as you are.
Okay, doomer.
Yeah, I like hearing you talk about it, but I kind of just throw my hands up and I'm interested in the parts that are interesting. And when people say this is going to change everything, I say, well, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, right? So mm-hmm. It just is what it is.
That's kind of what people are in climate change.
Yeah, exactly. And I recycle, but then I'm like, yeah, but these trillion-dollar companies, I don't think that my sorting the cans is going to help. I'll try, mm-hmm. but I'm also not going to walk everywhere. So I'm mostly interested in the AI stuff as it pertains to art and culture. And you mm-hmm. know, recently there were a bunch of artists, actual, what we call them, legacy artists, people who draw or paint on tactile things that were upset about like musicians going with AI-generated album covers because they're better, frankly, but there's just something lost in that process. The music one is also very interesting. And earlier this week, or over the weekend, a guy put out a series of songs where Kanye West is covering other rap artists' songs. So he's got like a Kendrick Lamar song, but it sounds exactly like Kanye doing it. And maybe the old way to do that, like in the very early days of like the George Bush U2 Sunday Bloody Sunday, where it sounded all choppy, you would have to actually take the words and build out the lyrics, which you could do.
I thought that was kind of cool, though.
It was kind of
cool. The choppiness made you know that it was, yeah, I guess it's not trying to emulate.
Right. And now the problem is, of course, as this goes to like the social or political world, it is faking politician statements about policies or bombings or Joe Biden talking about how he has the best weed. This one is just for
that
art.
Exists?
Oh, yeah.
He's okay, I'd
using,
like to hear that.
Using the N-word, and it sounds pretty convincing. This one is Kanye AI, and he starts out with Kanye covering a Kid Cudi song, but then he does something else.
No, Yeezy didn't record a voice. You might notice that I sound like Kanye West. No, Yeezy didn't record a voiceover for me for this video. I didn't learn how to do impressions.
Okay, so first of all, that sounds like Kanye, right? To my at least two other Kanye listeners here in Blake and Dan, that sounds like Kanye.
Definitely.
No, Yeezy didn't record a voiceover for me for this video. I didn't learn how to do impressions. This is AI.
So let me come back to my original voice for a second because this is crazy. Today on Metaverse, I posted AI Kanye covering popular songs. Here's an example of him singing Day and Night.
Okay, so Gordon, for context, this is not a Kanye song.
So that's clearly crazy. And I started thinking, you know, what are the implications of this for the music industry? Now all you have to do is record reference vocals and replace it with a trained model of any musician you like, which is exactly what I did. I found this Kanye-style beat on YouTube. I wrote 8 bars, and I'm going to record them now, and then I'm going to have AI Kanye replace me. I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted, but I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye, Weezy, Southside of Chicago, life ain't easy. All praise be to Lord Jesus, Donda, please rest easy. All right, let me cut it there. So let's hear those vocals I just recorded now with Kanye over them.
I got a fantasy that's beautiful, that's dark and twisted, but I attacked the whole religion all because of my ignorance. What was I thinking? That was some bitch. I lost Adidas, but I'm still Yeezy. Back in the kitchen, man, I'm a genius. Boys in the hood, just like I'm easy. Kanye, Weezy, Southside of Chicago, life ain't easy. All praise be to Lord Jesus, Donda, please rest easy. All right, let me cut it there.
Yo, that new Yeezy track goes hard.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Man.
That is insane.
His cadence, his rhythm, it sounds just like
And
him.
He wrote it, because obviously the guy's heard
That's
every
exactly
Kanye
what
song.
He would write.
He writes it in Kanye's style, not just the content, but the way that he writes. And as the guy, there's like 40 seconds left in the video, but as the guy says, he's like, I need everyone who's listening to this to remember, this is the worst this will ever be.
Yeah, right. So, we are at the very beginning of this, so as I've used the analogy before, you know, let's all laugh at the stupid plane that failed right before the Wright brothers got it down and say, see, I told you, it's not that big a deal. I mean, things evolve. They get better and better. And this is, we're at the very beginning of this type of thing. I mean, I don't know whether that thing's transcoding it in basically real time, or it will be shortly, to where you can be able to sing into a microphone and you just sound like Kanye without even having to do some kind of post, you know, post-production computing on it. It can transcode it in real time.
Yeah, that's the other thing he says too, is it's not just that the AI will become much more powerful, the UI, so basically the user's ability to use it will become something that anybody can do. Like, this guy's an engineer, but he's saying that, look, in a couple years, anybody, as simple as playing on like a PlayStation, will be able to do this level of AI with anything.
We're going to have an app.
Yeah, of course, you know.
So it's kind of like you can make a movie on your MacBook.
Right, exactly. Anyone
you
can
edit a movie now that would look very good.
Well, I mean, in the future, of course, you won't. You could just give a prompt for a movie. That's what's going to be really interesting when we have entertainment on demand. You give it a prompt and you say, hey, I want this actor to kind of play a spy set in 1970s, have a love interest, have maybe a love triangle, and then he eventually gets killed by a shark with a laser. And then you punch that in, and it little wheel scrolls for 10 seconds, and then the whole two-hour movie unfolds in front of you, because AI will be able to write the script and, of course, do the graphics, render the graphics.
You know, the wild thing about that, too, is have you seen how this they're using this for foreign films? Like, I saw one.
No.
There was one I saw. It was an indie film that apparently was pretty popular. I didn't recognize it. But it was an American actress using the AI. They translated it into 4 different languages, and her mouth matched perfectly. So they were able to say, like, do this movie in Japanese. And they just took, you know, her image and obviously all the scans they had of her face and her voice, and they just did it in Portuguese and Japanese. And it wasn't subtitled. You know, it didn't have to be. It matched perfectly in that language.
Certainly the concern then is, you know, fake news or...
Oh, of course.
I mean, and I guess it's going to take generations just to actually get used to this kind of thing, because my mom is still calling me about, oh, did you see this? And, that's fake or whatever, you know?
I mean, the Pope photo's fake.
With the ski jacket?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fake.
The guy who did it said he took a bunch of mushrooms and made it, and put it on the internet to see if people would believe it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm on board with it.
Got you back in with the shrooms?
No, I'm on board with the... I thought it was real. Yeah. And I just thought people were having their funny jokes about the Pope. But you know where this is going to be huge, obviously. And it's the same way they said when, video went to DVD.
Porno! Mind going. Yeah.
This is going to be huge in porn.
What if I were to tell you it kind of already is?
Really? Because you could type in, like, who do you want to be in this porn, and it will be...
For research, I've sent Gordon a couple for pure... I just know he's a technologist type guy, so I've sent him a couple, like...
He sent me a clip.
Will you be able to put yourself in?
Sure.
The porn with you and...
Marge Simpson.
You were in the former...
Rita Rudner.
You and the former Speaker of the House.
Rita Rudner. Yeah, Jake sent me something that caused a bunch of confused feelings for me.
Can we share that?
It looked real. I'll just tell you that.
You can't share what it was?
I was a politician who's old and retired.
I want her superimposed on Nancy Pelosi's face. Yeah, Jake's obsessed with Pelosi.
Whoa!
Well, just two things.
She got the whole package.
How were those hidden for...
Well, you know, Jason...
She's been in the game, like... Isn't there a picture of her with Kennedy?
Oh, yeah. Jason Whitlock...
Where were those?
After Paul Pelosi's assault, Jason Whitlock put forth the idea that they were new. That they were new, and that Paul Pelosi would rather play hide the hammer with some Antifa guy than with Nancy's new, I think he called them fun bags.
That's...
Get them.
This is on the most highly watched TV show in America, Gordon.
That's unbelievable. I feel bad for Paul Pelosi in that, because all those conspiracies started, and then you saw the video, and it's pretty disturbing.
It is, but as someone pointed out, he was wearing a dress shirt going to bed. Like, in the video, he's in his underwear and a dress shirt. That's just weird enough for me to believe anything else that happened.
What? Did he have the dress socks on and the garters?
Yeah. You said it. Not me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard See You Next Tuesday.
Hey, I'm going to try to find that Kanye West technology, Kanye. And next See You Next Tuesday, it'll be you guys and Kanye.
Remember that, Jake?
Will he have Netanyahu with him?
It's just,
or Net and Yahoo?
George Bush. George Bush doesn't care about black people. Dan Foyce.
All right, thanks, Muser.
Thank you, Hang Zone. I love you.